Chapter 74. The Israeli commando was helping carry Captain Hammett to the lifeboat when the sound of gunfire erupted a short distance away. A second later, shattered glass fell crashing to the deck from above. Laszlo peered up, seeing that the fire was concentrated on the windows of the bridge. He could just make out the radio masts of the yacht as it slid along the tanker's starboard beam. "Quickly, into the boat," Laszlo urged the sailors. Six of the crewmen had already climbed into the covered fiberglass lifeboat. It was positioned on a steeply angled pad just above the stern rail, its bow pointing to the water below. The executive officer and another man then assisted Hammett as he stumbled through the boat's rear entry. He fumbled with his seatbelt and ordered his crewmen to fasten themselves in. Then he looked up at the entry just as Laszlo was about to close it from the outside. "You're not coming with us?" Hammett asked with a shocked look. "My work is not finished," Laszlo replied. "Launch yourself immediately and head to shore. Good luck." Hammett tried to thank the commando, but Laszlo quickly shut the door and jumped off the boat. Seeing that his crew were all secured in their seats, the captain turned to his executive officer. "Set us loose, Sev." The exec pulled a lever that released an external clamp, sending the lifeboat sliding. The boat slipped off its ramp, then plunged to the water some 40 feet below, its prow knifing several feet beneath the surface. The boat barely had time to right itself on the surface when the blue yacht appeared nearby and the clatter of machine gun fire erupted. Only this time, the gunfire didn't originate from the yacht. Hiding on the stern, Laszlo let loose with two quick bursts from his M4 assault rifle. Aimed at two armed men crouching on the yacht's bow, the burst killed one of the men outright, his limp body rolling over the side. The second gunman barely escaped injury and quickly retreated into the main cabin. Standing on the bridge, Maria watched the incident with anger. Glancing at her watch, she shrieked at the yacht's captain.
"There is still time! Take us alongside the ramp!"
"What about the lifeboat?" he asked.
"Forget them. We'll deal with them later."
The yacht surged forward, escaping Laszlo's view as it ran up to the lowered ramp. Maria quickly ordered two of her janissaries up the steps.
"I'll go secure the bridge," volunteered the Iraqi Farzad. He retrieved a Glock pistol from a concealed shoulder holster, then stepped toward the cabin door. Maria nodded.
"See that the tanker runs ashore. Quickly!"
Laszlo had crossed the stern and just peeked over the rail as the yacht pulled away from the ramp. A spray of gunfire from a gunman on the yacht peppered the rail, forcing Laszlo to dive for the deck. Looking up, he cursed as he spotted the two janissaries crest the ramp and dive onto the ship, taking cover behind a bulkhead near the superstructure. Remaining prone, Laszlo rolled against the rail, then shimmied backward to a large scupper that drained the deck of seawater. He curled inside it, finding some cover behind a flat flange in front of the scupper. It was far from an optimal defensive position, but Laszlo didn't think he had been seen and might surprise the boarders. He was right. The trained commando waited patiently as the two janissaries attempted to move aft in tandem. When they both had revealed themselves on the deck, Laszlo raised his rifle and fired. The trained commando's initial aim was true as his rifle pumped 4 rounds into the chest of the first man, dropping him dead instantly. The second man immediately dropped and rolled behind a stanchion before Laszlo's aim could catch up with him. Both shooters now found themselves pinned down in their defensive positions. A protracted volley erupted back and forth as each hoped a lucky shot would subdue his opponent. On the bridge, Pitt tried to ignore the gunfire while keeping the tanker's rudder turned hard over. But he still maintained a wary eye on the yacht, tracking its roving position. It was while sneaking a peek out the rear window that he had spotted a third man climb aboard behind the janissaries and disappear toward the forward deck several moments before Laszlo started shooting. As the firefight erupted below, Pitt searched the bridge for a possible weapon of his own, digging through an emergency kit mounted above the chart table. Poking his head briefly out the side window, he saw that the surviving janissary engaged with Laszlo was positioned almost directly below him. He quickly dashed back to the kit and returned with a large fire extinguisher. Hanging out the window, he took quick aim and let it fly.
The makeshift red missile missed the Janissary's head by inches, instead striking him on the back of the shoulder. The gunman gasped at the surprise blow, more from the shock than pain, and instinctively turned and craned his head upward to eye the source of the attack. 20 yards away, Laszlo locked in on the man through the sights of his carbine and squeezed the trigger. The quick burst produced no violent scream or splattering blood. The Janissary simply slumped forward in death, leaving a sudden, uncomfortable silence about the ship.